Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 170 of the Optic Podcast, live
in Italy.
In from Italia. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, motherfuckers.
We are at one of the most, if not the most legendary Italian football club. I mean,
Serie A.
From Serie A.
Headquarters.
Serie A. A.
He said that. Series A?
Series A. The city is A.
If you say Series A, is that like frowned upon?
Serie A. Serie A. No S. Serie A.
It's like from the A, from the first division. A.
Yeah, because there's Alpha. There's like a B league and a C league. So
this one's the A league.
Beta and
A team.
Anyway. Absolutely. We're here in their headquarters. Beautiful facility. I guess we can start at the beginning of our arrival and then go there.
Wait, can we start at the beginning, like how this happened?
Yes.
We don't know how this happened. You probably know.
Yeah, so in August of 2023, Juventus as a team was coming to the United States. Hastro was having conversations with, Hastro obviously being a massive soccer dude.
Yeah.
He was having conversations with them, and when they came out to Dallas, the exhibition match at the Rose Bowl, they brought me a Juventus jersey with my name on it, number 9. And I was like, oh. Now, for me, Juve has been obviously a name that you hear in Mexico all the time. Juventus. So when you find when you notice a brand like that, right, that transcends like their own borders and becomes a global brand,
yeah,
it is something to be not only admired, but it was, anyways, legendary brand. So that's how it happened. I mean, the opportunity itself, it was just...
And then there's been talk since then?
Yeah, it's been talk since then. Like, they have a massive, obviously, massive, and I mean, like, they have like 20 million followers on Instagram. 60. I'm sorry, 20 on Twitter. And we, you know, obviously, in football, they are an institution that has been around for... forever. It was founded in
1897. We did the museum.
Like when Jordan was playing.
We did the museum tour.
Yeah, we did. So that's how this collaboration ended up happening. Obviously, legendary brand like this, the opportunity presented itself, and we jumped at the chance of collaborating with them on an apparel drop. Yeah, that's how it happened.
So you guys heard that apparel drop.
Oh, you better
coming soon.
Yes. I've seen the mock-ups and they look amazing.
Yeah, well, the thing is like our jersey program in esports, I'll pat myself on the back as I usually do, but like it was well thought out from the beginning, right? And it came out of the necessity of trying to make enough to, you know, pay for the house and pay for the bills. Obviously, back then nobody got paid anything, right? Not no players, no. They just kept all 100% of their winnings.
The Optic jerseys, like the yearly jerseys?
Yeah, the yearly jerseys, like. And I don't know how it became a thing, but it was a simple thing like, all right, so if somebody already has this jersey, they're not going to buy the next one. So I said, well, let's do a different one this year. And even back then, we had the pro shirt was the first, what they would wear on Fridays, which is like a $25 shirt that had all the sponsors that the player that will make the players wear on Fridays, like the chillax day. So they would wear the shirts.
It used to be relaxed.
Yeah, the relaxing day Friday.
Now it's losers. You're going home.
Now it's losers round one on Friday.
Yeah. So that's us doing soccer jerseys. I was doing basketball jerseys. I was doing football jerseys, hockey jerseys. Like we have a really good jersey program, in my opinion, because we tried, right? We try to give everybody something else to rock something that so. The soccer jersey thing, and obviously you playing soccer, me playing soccer, not at your level or Hasbro's level, but you know, it's been a thing.
Yeah, it's. I've wanted to watch a European game forever, and I remember the year I was actually talking with Mixwell the year, when Messi was talking about going to PSG,
mm-hmm.
and then he did. If he hadn't have gone to PSG that year, I would have gone to the Clasico. Because it would have been the last year that Ronaldo and Messi would have played each other in the Clásico. But then he left and went to PSG. Ronaldo went to, I think...
Juventus, yeah.
Yeah, he went here. So I never really got a chance to... I didn't know what club... I don't like love any clubs. So like, I'm not going to go to a Chelsea game just because it's a Chelsea game.
Now we do.
But now, you know, with this opportunity, just walking around, we saw the museum yesterday and how the insane history of Italian clubs, and then just imagine like that what we saw today in just for this club in Italy that exists in all the, you know, the English clubs, that exists in all the German clubs, that exists in the Spanish clubs, like that much history. That's why soccer is so, I love it so much. It's just because all the, I don't know enough about it, but the just how the rich history and how passionate people are about their clubs, I fucking love it.
Well, the passion, it's like,
I mean, we'll see it tomorrow.
I think you see like at like an NBA game or football game, usually like fans will like crowd like the exit or the entrance because they're expecting them. Here to like the entrance to their entire compound, there are people out there like 12 hours a day,
all day,
like just waiting. Yeah. Whether they're at practice or they're not, they're just hoping to get a glimpse or one of the players comes out. Like it's crazy.
Ready. They're ready.
And one player was out there earlier, so that was cool because a lot of people went going nuts and
yeah,
that was crazy.
Yeah, this will be my first ever soccer match. Football match. Sorry. That's this will so be my wild. First that's ever wild football
to me.
Match.
That's wild to me because we live in Frisco. The headquarters was right across the street from FC Dallas. So the fact that you, and we've gone a bunch.
Like I've gone to like six FC
I'm
Dallas.
Hoping mm-hmm. what this does for me is that it ignites, you know, something in me to want to watch and follow soccer because it's just another sport to be able to watch and consume and enjoy. So I'm hoping that going to the actual live game and hearing the crowd and seeing the passion and really just experiencing the fan base and the culture, mm-hmm. I'm hoping it ignites something in me to start watching soccer.
I hope so. I feel like Call of Duty has like a big soccer culture because like the UK, like all like the UK COD guys are always tweeting.
Oh, yeah.
Marky B and all yeah. of them, they're all tweeting about whenever.
Spanish guys too.
Yeah, whenever yeah. Man City or Liverpool, whoever's playing, like they're always tweeting about it.
This is going to be my second European soccer match that I go
see.
Which one did you go to?
People?
Mexico versus?
European. My first one was West Ham United.
Oh, you went to West Ham?
Yes, it was right next to the Copper Box.
I didn't hear you say European.
Yeah. It was right next to the Copper Box Arena, which is where we played Call of Duty every single time we went. And my man, Bazinga, from obviously the world famous Sidemen, he's also a fan of West Ham. And he has season tickets. So when I told when I went there, I was doing the eavesdrop. I started doing the eavesdrop. So I did one with Vicstar and one with Bazinga. And he said, "Let's go to a game." And I said, "Thank you." And we went.
It was sick.
Oh my God! It's the best event, best sporting event I've ever been to.
Really?
Damn. Yeah.
That's why I'm so excited for tomorrow, dude. Passion, like we can. America has the ability to put bodies in seats. Like we're really good at that. All the stadiums, especially the college football games, Penn State, like Michigan.
College football gets crazy.
Like the Packers, the Cowboys.
You're naming Alabama.
I mean, we can put, even the NHL teams, like we can put bodies in seats. But the way they do it here is on, it's like a lifestyle.
Yeah, no, it's their life.
And yeah, it's crazy because like, I'm so ignorant to just football and the clubs and everything in general about the sport. I've never watched it. So to hear that, you know, Juventus here.
Yeah.
Third in Serie A right now, right? Serie A, sorry. Third in Serie A. And then there's a team literally in Torino.
Yeah.
But the fan bases are so staggered that it's like Torino's only fans are people that live in this
there's
city.
There's a club 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
In the same division.
I want to see that game.
Could you imagine if the Cowboys played
the Texans, but
yeah,
they both
the
lived in the same city?
Both in the same city.
Yeah.
That would be the...
That's actually crazy.
Equivalent.
Yeah,
it's nuts.
It's so crazy. And then there's probably, I bet you there's a division. There might be a division two or a division three, like a B or C team in Torino as well. I almost guarantee it because there's so many clubs. They're everywhere, and they all have their own supporters. It's sick, so sick.
And the relegation system, I mean, it's definitely interesting because what bottom three go down, top three
bottom
go up.
Three go down, and you got to earn your way back up.
So it's bottom three down, top three up.
So the bottom three play. I don't want to mess this up.
Get top three in Series B.
There's a.
Oh, you're saying below tier.
Yeah, get relegated and then get promoted.
So there's. I think I could be wrong about this, but I think the bottom three teams in the top division and the top three teams in the lower division play each other in playoff, and whoever
and that's
wins
to
that,
get in.
Whoever so you wins that goes up.
See, that's hype.
It's something like that. I know I'm botching.
That's a great
it, but
system.
It's
that's
like
the way it
that.
Is.
It's some sort of playoff system.
That's so hype.
Yeah. So
it's like a mini play-in tournament.
Right. Yeah, yeah. For an entire season that really does a lot for the whole entire business.
Yeah.
The whole city. Like,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, have you ever heard the story about the premier team that just, it was like a premier team that came from the bottom. Like they just started a team and then over the course of like, I don't know, 20, 30 years, they started getting a little bit better in the lowest division possible. Like these are like literally like accountants playing with accountants. And over the course of the year of the last like couple decades, they have now made it to the Premier League and their facility is like in a neighborhood. Like
really?
You have to walk through a neighborhood to get to their stadium.
Yeah.
And they made it to the Premier League. And so they had to upgrade their facility to even be able to like
host.
Stay in.
Yeah. Cause like now you have Manchester City who plays in like a massive arena. And they're walking to a neighborhood to play. Like yeah. that's the cool part about relegation and promotion.
You would have to go through a neighborhood back alley, up like some back like fire escape stairs into the stadium through buildings where people sleep.
Yeah,
yeah, homes.
That's so sick.
So ultimately, I'm now a Juventus supporter, and I'm hoping
same
that you know tomorrow ignites that passion in me because. I know a lot of, even my viewers watch soccer and it's another way to relate with the viewers. There's a lot of UK viewers that we have, even American viewers that love soccer. So if I could get into the sport, it's just hard to watch for us because the time zones, it's very hard to watch. Yeah. But I think it'd be cool. I know I'm going to get sucked in.
When I told my dad was like, what? He couldn't believe it. My brother-in-law, he's like, what? Couldn't believe it. My other brother-in-law, he's like, that's crazy. Like it's just let me see.
It's Luton Town. That's
Luton Town.
Yeah. And look, it's literally building. It's house, stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Wait, insane. It literally looks like the houses are built into the stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's insane. You like walk through someone's backyard.
Do you get season tickets if it, if
I mean, well, yeah. If you live there, I feel like you can literally watch the game from your back window.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, gorgeous.
But that means their price of real estate skyrocketed.
Yeah, 100%. It does everything for
like, making it to the Premier League or making it to the first division is not only good for the players, it's good for the club, it's good for the economy of the city like it's literally
yeah
a lot of these places are like built around football.
Well that's the reason why so many municipalities pay so much to esports programs to go host there because it elevates like Taylor Swift right when Optic shows up to a certain city we elevate the economy
like Taylor Swift.
Totally joking about the Taylor Swift but that is a thing like we get subsidies from cities that say here's X amount of hundreds of thousands of dollars for you to host it here because the amount of money that the Green Wall brings to the areas in hotel and food and beverages, you know, you got the whole front row just fucking drinking half of the liquor in that particular city. But yeah, like Juventus obviously being as big and as we won't say the I am the other team because we don't fuck with them like that, right? But yeah, Inter Milan is obviously like one of the other ones, but it's Juventus all day. I think
top three is Inter Milan, AC Milan, and Juventus.
Yeah, Inter's having a crazy year.
They've only lost one game.
Yeah, they're having
a crazy one match.
Yeah, but we're only here to talk about the best team in Italy, Juventus.
Of course.
No offense to anybody who, you know what? Offense. Be offended. What Seth said is like about him supporting this team. Like I have been on that mentality since I moved to Texas because – you know, I would never, ever, ever wear a team hat that I didn't support. Like you would never see me rocking a Yankees hat. You would never see me rocking. I mean, you name it, right? Like, it's just not my thing, right? Like, I don't own a single, maybe one Bulls hat, but I just don't. Like, me and the Bulls have not gotten along since The Last Dance came out, and I saw how they treated, you know, the Dynasty team and how they treated Jordan specifically. And in my own weird fantasizing about what Jordan should do, you know, he just sold majority of the Hornets, right?
By the Bulls.
And by the Bulls, yeah. But
yeah,
that would be, oh man, dude, I would.
Could you imagine?
That'd be sick.
But because of the way that franchise treated Jordan, like I have not fucked with him. And then when we did the collaboration with the Mavs, I mean, Jude was already, you know, Jude is far and above a better sports fan than I am, right? Like
She's locked.
She's like last night
she stayed up to watch Caitlin Clark and the girls play.
Yeah, like it was 5:30 in the morning. I hadn't gotten any sleep and I'm finally sleeping 5:30. She thinks she's not making any noise and she's like, but I heard her like, ah, my God. And her and Liv are just sitting there watching the girls, the women's finals.
Final four men's is tonight.
Yeah.
What time is it here? Like 3 a.m. here or something?
It starts
4 a.m., 2 a.m.?
It starts at 5:09 Eastern, I think.
I will not be watching, but I will be hoping.
Which is Eastern up. Is 6 hours behind us right now, I think. So,
yeah.
So it would be 11 p.m. tonight, which honestly, that's not that bad. That's not that bad.
11 p.m. is not that bad.
That's not bad.
We might be able to.
No, wait, 11 p.m. is great.
Yeah, 11 p.m.
11 p.m. is great.
We can go to a speakeasy.
If State's playing first, we can watch State. If they're playing second,
I think it's Duke State first.
I don't think Duke.
Or no. Yeah, it's Duke NC State, isn't it?
What?
I'm pretty sure.
Let's see.
Or it's Purdue versus someone, and then Duke, NC State, I think. I don't know who Purdue's playing.
Yeah. Another cool thing is, like, obviously, like, Juventus is sponsored by Adidas, or Adidas, and on the way, like, even before we were told, like, the like what we can and cannot wear, like, I had already packed like all my Adidas.
Alabama, UConn, NC State, Purdue.
NC State, Purdue, Alabama, UConn.
Oh, Duke lost.
Yeah.
Anyway, so super excited about it. I, you know, to go back to what. To finish my thought around the supporting of teams, like, you know, White Sox has always been my team, not the Cubs, the White Sox.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, everybody knows that. Do you guys know why? Because Jordan played for the White Sox. Jude and Liv are Cubs fans. Betray yourself
the
to
Cubbies?
Jordan. Yeah, they're Cubbies.
You're the only White Sox fan I've ever met.
I used to be a White Sox fan because of my brother.
Really?
Yep. Maglio Ordonez. Oh, we Maglio.
Who do you like now?
You remember that shit?
Yep.
Did I just take you back?
No.
Well, who do you like now?
I don't have a favorite baseball team.
Like, you don't have the one? Like Phillies?
The Rangers.
Oh, yeah. Well, it is now the Rangers, but I don't want to get called a bandwagon. But if I were to root for someone, it'd probably be the... It's like, I didn't have a team coming into Texas. Now we've done Rangers night twice. Yeah. We've done Mavs night.
You pitched, and they won the World Series.
Yeah, it's like, I don't care. Call me a bandwagon. Call me whatever the fuck you want.
Until we do Cowboys night.
I'm Rangers, Mavs.
No, we can't do Cowboys.
No, see, that's the issue, though. Rangers, like, I'm a Yankee fan, Eagles. But I'll rock the Rangers.
Actually, we might be able to do Cowboys night because Complexity is no longer with the Cowboys, right?
Oh, really? Cowboys night would be crazy. Yeah. Not even because just, obviously, I'm an Eagles fan, but just the scope, the Cowboys.
No, but you'd have to wear the Cowboys merch.
And they're playing the Eagles.
Make it till you make it, man. I'll throw on a Cowboys jersey for a night.
No, I don't think we can. I don't think, because... Their ownership group, the Jerry Jones and the Goffs and all them are now, they own FaZe now. So I think I don't know how that works. So I don't know. Either
way, that is?
Go Bears.
Hey, Jerry, if you're watching this.
Hey, Mr. Jones, if you're watching this.
But yeah, I really just the amount of collabs that we've been doing with different sports teams and clubs. I mean, it's been so cool. This one's
incredible.
Again, yeah, I mean.
This one's my favorite.
Well, I mean,
the
hospitality they've shown us since we've been here, I mean, it's just been an amazing experience. So I'm just really hoping, you know, tomorrow again. I know I'm going to be blown away. It's going to be so sick.
After just seeing the stadium, it's a 41,000 person seating.
It's really intimate.
Like, what's crazy,
you can smell the grass from where we were, like up in the stands. You can smell the grass like stories up. It's like, it's nuts.
What was crazy is like the player benches being a part of the stands. So like, if you buy a seat, technically you can look to your left and see like your favorite player directly next to you. The only thing separating you is that like the see-through glass. Like, that is crazy.
See my man Wes McKinney, maybe my boy Fabio. Bobby, who beat Seth in the 1v1? No, he didn't, right? No. It was a gun game.
We played
game.
Gun game.
No, we both 1v1, and neither one of us really lost.
Dude, you were awful.
Okay. You guys made me play FIFA.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know how to pass the ball.
I don't know. I don't know how to play FIFA.
He played Weston in FIFA.
After the game.
Yeah, and...
And then I played with Fabio on COD.
I lost big time. Big time.
That was bad.
It was like we hung out with them for like maybe tops, maybe like 30 minutes each. So it just as they were like leaving practice, they had some free time. Weston is from Little Elm,
Texas.
Yeah,
he
that's crazy.
He was a Fortnite guy.
And
I was like, I mean,
yeah,
we're not really Fortnite.
Yeah. Either way, like again, tomorrow you're gonna see like a fan, and I will say though that soccer at least in the United States. Like their what do you call their fan clubs? Like the loud area?
Hooligans.
No. You know how you know what I'm talking about?
I knew Seth was gonna say that.
Yeah.
Huh?
The Green Street Hooligans.
Shia LaBeouf.
No, it's not Shia LaBeouf.
I know, it's Frodo,
which is
Elijah Wood.
Yeah, Elijah Wood. No, I'm excited. But as I was saying, in the United States, soccer in the fandom in soccer are starting to like learn.
LAFC. LAFC goes crazy.
Atlanta FC goes fucking super
Atlanta,
nuts.
Atlanta, LA, and then Austin.
Sidekicks.
Will they ever be respected? Will they ever be respected in the Champions League? The NA teams ever?
No.
Never. They'll never be allowed. Never say never, because you just told a story about how this team from a local neighborhood climbed into the.
You're right. You're proving
the
me
series
wrong.
A. Well, I mean, they could just Serie A. They could just keep Americans out if they wanted them.
Well, so there's the only way that we could possibly ever even play.
And by we, he means Americans.
American
field internationally.
There's another tournament. This weekend I've been just telling them these guys about different tournaments. There's a tournament called Club World Cup, which is every club. So instead, the Champions League is only the European team. And then they have that.
The Club World Cup is all the clubs.
All the clubs throughout the world. And the top club on all the world, on all the different, leagues, they all play each other in a tournament.
And number one gets an auto invite?
And that would be the only way that we would ever even play one of these games.
So the only way that Inter Milan or FC Dallas or the Sidekicks would play... they would play like a team like this. I mean, it would just be a beating, though, right? Like it'd
be 100-0.
Yeah,
100-0.
No way, 100-0.
Maybe not 100-0.
Wait, hold on. So you're saying the highest level
Juventus played FC Dallas?
What if
it wouldn't be?
Like, how competitive is the best?
I'll put it to you
team.
Like this: there isn't a single American professional soccer player that would decline an invite to these leagues. Don't play at this level.
But like, is the number one NA team literally that much worse than like these level? Really, the MLS is that different?
That's crazy.
First of all, I'm not talking shit about the MLS because I think the MLS is improving.
Absolutely.
In my lifetime, the MLS went from playing on baseball fields to now having stadium.
Yeah.
So like, yes, it's progressing, and I think soccer in America is progressing, but I think there's a cap on it as long as soccer is continuing to be
called soccer,
being pay to play, because like you have to, these guys have, you put your 8-year-old in a Juventus camp and then they pick the best 8-year-olds and then they start training them from then on.
Yeah.
And it's free and everyone can do it and you can play, and there's pickup games everywhere, but kind of like how it is in basketball or football, like American football in the States. But soccer is so expensive. I asked my mom recently, I was like, how much was it for me to play? And she was like, oh, easily like $10,000 a year.
What?
And I was like, what? What? And my parents didn't have that kind of money. But like, she was like, between the jerseys and the signups and the tournaments, you have to pay to play in the tournaments and the gas and the traveling, like everything.
$10,000?
You have to pay for everything to play the States.
What level were you playing at? Like, were you like travel?
Yeah.
So like you were like, okay. So you were,
I was,
you were
like,
good.
Like there's the teams that are being recruited by, they're like the high school kids that are being recruited by pro teams or colleges. I was like right under.
Okay. So yeah. So you, like, you were playing at a high level.
I was good enough to play at a high level, but not good enough to go anywhere.
Mm.
That's where I was playing. But even then, like there's probably the level that I tapped out at is so common here.
Yeah.
Like it's just regular people.
I mean, Fabio's 20 years old.
Dude, I saw how young he was and I was like, dude.
Who, Fabio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just.
He's young.
Russian.
I mean, but that's NBA, NFL. There's 20 year olds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a dude. Just killing.
Did you see that LeBron was playing this guy that was younger than Bronny?
Makes, really? Yeah,
in the NBA.
In the NBA. He was being guarded by a guy that was younger than Bronny. I don't know.
That doesn't surprise me.
I don't watch basketball that much.
No.
I mean, wasn't there like a 19-year-old?
What do you think about Bronny getting declaring for the NBA?
I think it's a great move. Whether he has the chops or not that his dad has, why wouldn't you chase that dream and have a chance to play with your father? One, get an easy in. I mean, him declaring for the draft, like nobody, no offense, right? I don't really watch him or know how good he is, but I know he's good. He's like an elite level. But is he NBA material? Like yet to be found out. But you know, LeBron is LeBron, and he commands the NBA right now. And if he tells if he tells the Lakers, pick him up so that I can play with him, they're going to do that. I mean, think about the amount of crowd that you're going to get to do. The card, there's a basketball card with both Bronny and Bron's signature on it. That's like $3 million.
$3 million?
Yeah. I think so. Anybody who's familiar with the hobby, please do correct me down below, because I'm only partially exposed to it.
There's a PSA 10 T2P signed card that's going for $10,000 right now.
Yeah.
Really?
$10,000?
$10K?
Yeah.
No one's buying that.
I told
Matt.
Yeah,
you don't know that.
I told Matt about it, and he was like, what? And I was
no
like,
one's
yeah,
buying.
Can I buy, also, random, can I borrow you and Seth for like 30 minutes next week?
Yeah, right? Sign this?
Well, you
like layer it so we don't catch on. It's like every time we come in, you sign three things. It's
I
like,
think,
look,
I think,
we never know. Like, we would never think it was weird.
I think there's a card that are like sample cards. They're like three color cards, right? There is like a CN blue and then a pink one and something else that they use as the base for all of them. Like one of yours or your collection is going for $15,000. Which is, this is what I didn't like about the partnership between Activision and an Upper Deck was the fact that they made as many pick any player in the league that's no longer in the league and you. They made the same amount of cards. You signed the same. Well, no, you didn't. I made sure that you didn't sign as many cards as they did. But just the fact that they all printed, like they have a weird way of doing things, and I don't think that Upper Deck themselves knew this league so intimately that they would have known who you are, who Formal is, et cetera, to make those decisions the right way.
I went through a wave a couple months ago where I was like, I didn't know PSA would grade the Upper Deck cards. So I bought a bunch of them. I bought like, I have a Bantz signed card.
Really?
on my bedside table. I'm just waiting to get graded. I got a few of them.
I got the entire league cards, all the cards from every single player. Yeah.
Oh, that's dope.
Somebody was selling a lot on it wasn't eBay. Anyway, long story short, I bought them just, you know, for that, but I still also have the original. I think it was Lion Man from the graphics guy that used to make them. Like I still have all of the original cards before Upper Deck ones.
Really?
I have all of yours, all of Formals and Karmas and Crimson. I have all the Dynasty, all autographed.
That's dope.
Yeah, that is dope.
Yeah. So back to Juve. We also went to their museum, right? It was inspirational to say the least. Just like walking through it and you know, seeing all the old player jerseys and like all of that stuff. And you know, it's, you know, Judith, my wife, did a really good job of like keeping as much of the original house of 6050 intact in a storage room where we have like all of that. So one day, hopefully, and I'll die trying, our museum is also going to have like some pretty sick gems from the original streaming room where we were all in.
Yeah,
that'd be sick.
I think the coolest part was the trophy room. The way that
trophy room's crazy.
The way that Juve displays their trophies is insane. It's all behind one-way glass, and then there's a projection going on. And every time, you know, say they in 1936 they won the Italian Cup, it would pop up on the screen. It would be highlights of the tournament, and then it would be backlit inside of the trophy case, and you wouldn't be able to see any of the other trophies except that one. And they did that for all the different you know, Italian Cups and the UEFA Cups and I think a Champions League as well. And
they did it.
At the end there was a esports, the
FIFA
FIFA guys, they raised their
in the very top right,
there's a FIFA trophy in the same trophy case as the UEFA Cup.
Yes.
Which I think
an esports trophy in the UEFA.
So sick.
It is sick.
That is sick. So, yeah. But yeah, there's, I mean, it was an entire room, like from floor to ceiling, almost a 360 of all the different,
I literally, and look, Seth and I have had the discussion, like, yo, those are my jerseys. I'm like, yes, they're our jerseys, but they're more the Greenwalds jerseys. And yes, they're yours, but they have to live somewhere.
Yeah.
And I think in the public's eye is good. I mean, luckily we have replicas, or not replicas, but you know, you played more than one. The pink ones, those are the ones that like still have like, now they have oxidized areas. They're like, they turn brown from the sweat of the, or like Nate shot has like crazy
what
splits.
What is nasty ass? What is nasty? I don't have any oxidized shit on mine, do I?
A little bit. Yeah, yeah.
Sure, there's stuff. Well, it's your jersey. It's not your pants.
Dude, the amount of kids I've seen here, and like the full Juventus kit.
Oh, yeah, they're
like
everywhere.
Dude, the amount of kids, full Juventus kit, backpack,
yeah,
shoes, socks. It's like, I've never seen that in
America. Well, they have a Juventus hotel right next to
J Hotel.
The J Hotel. And in it, there was this kid, had to have been like maybe 8 or 9 years old, walking around that said, Juventus Academy, Moscow.
Part of the interruption, and I know that it's a different setting than the Optic podcast setting, but please let me tell you about FanDuel. Optic and FanDuel are teaming up to offer almost everyone a free 2024 Optic Gaming jersey. All you got to do is sign up for FanDuel at FanDuel.com/Optic Jersey and make a sportsbook wager of at least $20 within the first 30 days of the sign up to be eligible to receive a free clean version of a brand new 2024 jersey along with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. After placing your bet, make sure to check your email to follow the instructions on how to claim your jersey. Do not wait and miss out on this limited offer. Sign up for FanDuel and place your bet now. You got to use the link or you're not eligible. That's FanDuel.com/OpticJersey to claim your newest 2024 Optic jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Who is here? Gambling help line at or call 800-327-5524-7-support. MA. Call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text me 46369-NY. 21 plus in select states. $20 wager required in 30 days to sign up. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Jersey provided by Optic Group Income Restrictions apply. See full terms including how to redeem your jersey at sportsbook.fanduel.com. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RGCOIAKYMINJOPAILTNBA. 1-800-NEXT or text NEXT to 5342. This podcast is also brought to you by VeriHeal. If you've been feeling a little achy and tense from your recent rank grind or your recent workouts, VeriHeal.com is committed to helping you access the medical cannabis you need with ease. The VeriHeal platform is super simple to use. Just sign up, talk to your doctor, get approved, and that's pretty much it. Before you queue into your next match, the MMMJ card will be on its way, unlocking exclusive access to limited resources and serious savings, all from the comfort of your home. Ready to get started? Visit VeriHeal.com/optic. That is VeriHeal.com/optic for $30 off your first medical cannabis card. VeriHeal.com makes relief very easy. Link in the description. Next, but certainly not least, we have USAA Plus, the Call of Duty endowment. I don't know if you guys remember this, but back at the Optic House, we raised, I believe, close to $300,000 in Call of Duty endowment donations. You guys, the Green Wall, and us came together to do some good. Well, they're back. And right now, we, along with Call of Duty endowment, will be giving away tickets to see the reigning champions in Arlington play live May 15th. With this ticket, you'll get to pick up this sick Adolis Garcia, this El Bombi, bobblehead at the venue. Entering is easy. If you fill out the Google form in our Wallace Warrior Discord channel for your chance to win, join us at the games to support our veterans who have proudly served our country. As always, thank you for your service. If you haven't heard already, Optic and USAA have teamed together to create a new program within the Optic Nation called the Wallace Warriors. Exclusive to the U.S. military members and veterans, the Wallace Warriors program gives you a free Optic Nation Gold membership, along with the opportunity to receive free Founders Coin. Super cool, by the way. We took a lot of time, you know, putting that together. Entry in 2 online Call of Duty tournaments hosted by Optic Gaming with a $5,000 prize pool, exclusive benefits, and live events just for Wallace Warriors, and an exclusive Discord channel within the Optic Discord. Visit our website to sign up at optic.link/WW. Verify your government ID status with ID.me and wait for a confirmation email with your free Optic Nation Gold membership. Link will be in the description down below to make it super easy for you.
Right, so they're like a literal global brand, which has like academy teams in
the club that I played for in Raleigh when I was playing for them, which has since gone away. But so it's Classic is what I played, but there's academy level, and those are the ones that are recruited.
Yeah.
And they had a partnership with Chelsea, so on the main field in our facility, there's giant Chelsea logos, and the academy team had full Chelsea kits.
Damn.
And, you know, that partnership died because, you know, nobody went to Chelsea. But
I think Zuma was on one of those academy teams.
They didn't get anyone. They didn't farm anybody. So
they found no one.
I forget the team, but Zuma was on an academy team before he got hurt. when he was like young.
Yeah,
he played.
I think
for,
he was on a Chelsea Academy.
It might have been.
Too.
I think it was a Chelsea Academy team. So
that's fucking dope.
Yeah, he played
like the man. Zoom in. Nine years old, full Chelsea kit.
All right. Like the man.
What's your Italian experience been like?
Here?
Sick.
I mean,
no,
just,
in London.
Oh,
yeah. Where's the microwave?
Well, where's the microwave? Well, that was bad. Seth, for context, 1 month ago, walks into the office.
We're not talking about.
He's
me,
been
buddy.
Going to the office for
we're
2 years.
We're not talking about me.
Well, you bring it up.
Let's talk about you just now saying
about
where.
The, yeah, don't try to
first off,
up,
first off, the culture. It's like the casual espressos. Like let's go for a coffee. You get a $1
coffee and a cigarette.
Third espresso.
A €1 espresso, and they give you the sparkling water to clean your palate beforehand, and then you just have.
We were confused about that.
Well, we were confused whether you go before or after. But also, just the walking culture, the architecture, like it just, I think foreign countries have us. America does some things well, but like the actual architecture and the way the cities look and the layout is beautiful.
The layout, dude.
Last the freshness night, of the food.
Dude, everyone here.
I will give a shout. Last night when we were looking down that street, it did remind me a lot of the layout of like Boston. Because it was like a park, trees down the center. The architecture looked older. Boston's one of our oldest cities, right?
Well, Boston's one of the best, like architecture-wise, in the U.S.
I think. So, like looking down that street last night, obviously there was still like some of the, like is it Catholic, like
yes,
Catholic nods, like angels and like that
huge,
kind of like
huge building.
Yeah, yeah, with like angels at the top,
gorgeous.
Like, which Boston didn't have.
I like the laid back notion that is in the air every single day.
Everywhere.
Where you'll have a bustling fruit market and like artisan market, and it's, but as soon as 3 o'clock hits, it's breakdown time. It's time to go chill and relax.
Yeah,
and
then they're very like slow. This, it's like then, a very slow. At least this city.
Yeah,
it's like I woke up. I'm super jet lagged, by the way. I'm exhausted.
Yeah,
I was up at 6 a.m. and I didn't go back to bed. I went for a walk, and like 7 a.m. usually in the U.S., if you're out at 7 a.m., it's pretty populated. Here was like a ghost town until like 8 a.m. People started coming out and getting their espressos. And what's also surprising is like a breakfast for us is like eggs, bacon, you know, some toast, sausage. Theirs is like a croissant, like a chocolate croissant.
And it's
then,
great.
And they're all
it's
thin.
So good.
They're all so thin because they're walking everywhere.
They're
I'm just like.
Fit. Everyone here looks like they're coming from the gym.
It has me motivated to go back. I'll say it now publicly. I'm thinking of doing like a public fitness challenge where I give away like a PC to whoever wins or something. That way it holds me accountable and like
I get you.
Everybody else accountable.
Nick and
I think that'd be fun.
Nick and I almost started an app.
Because I want to get back.
Thank God we didn't, because then I'd be fat with an app.
Oh, like a fitness app?
Yeah, that's
like
also a very oversaturated app.
Yeah.
Space.
Oh, yeah.
Fitness apps.
Yeah,
oh
yeah, but
my
his
God.
Nick and I are going to take down Strava.
There's what's going to be called
FAP. There's like fitness, nutrition.
The FAP
like,
app.
The FAP app.
There's so many fitness apps.
You're not allowed to FAP until you fit.
I mean, that goes without saying.
I'd make sure I was fit.
It's like
I would make sure.
I'd be fucking fit.
I don't know where I saw that, but somebody's like, is like the reason that you don't have a girlfriend is because your muscles aren't big enough yet.
Oh, yeah.
Where was
me. I posted that.
You said that?
Yeah, I posted
that. Oh, you posted it, yeah. Yeah,
because
yeah.
I made fun of James for it, our producer James. Said, yeah, because he's always talking about getting a girl, and I'm like, and he works out all the time, and I was like, the only reason you don't have a girlfriend is because your muscles aren't big enough.
Facts.
And James is a big guy. And
he's a big guy,
like 6'4".
Yes,
and I don't know if he's 6'4".
He was like, it's not your, personality.
6'3" or 6'4", one of the two.
6'4" is very generous.
It's 6'3" or 6'4". At least so he claims.
Pam's
6'4". To put it in perspective,
James claims 6'3" or 6'4".
He's 6'2".
Yeah, he's 6'1". He's
that's all
6'1".
Oh, Roger's falling asleep behind the camera.
Yeah, Roger's falling asleep.
I don't blame
but
him.
But regardless, the most important part is that James is single and can't find love. I think that's the most important thing to hark on, really.
But Italy has
no
been,
game, no verbals.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to talk to my man.
Unfortunately.
Italy has been unbelievable. The one thing that actually kind of surprises me as well about just the area that we're in Turin, is that it's not a touristy city at all.
No.
So I can't imagine what like
Venice
so
is like,
Milan
yeah.
is the closest like big city that some of the staff from Juventus keep telling us about.
Juventus?
I think all Juventus. Three of us are saying it differently.
Juventus?
Yeah. I say Juventus.
Juventus?
Yeah, I mean, you say however I mean, the American way is, you say Juve. Juve.
Juventus.
All right, well,
whatever.
But I can't imagine, like, so we're planning on going to Milan tomorrow because we basically have the whole day Before the game. The game is the only thing we have to do tomorrow.
8:45 game. It's a crazy start time.
So we're going to go to Milan. I can't wait. They said to go to the Duomo, which is probably insane.
Before we left, I told Jude, I'm like, I want to see either a Pablo Picasso in person or a Leo da Vinci in person.
Dude, the Duomo alone is going to fucking... Be,
dude,
it's gonna
just
be
the,
like it's gonna be like a different world. It's a different world.
It looks, I gotta get a pair of shoes.
It looks like the Lord of the Rings castles, bro. Like I think it was you and Raj when we were walking. I'm like, I can't believe that we foregoed beautiful architecture and attention to detail when building call it any sort of building. For cold surfaces and sharp lines and call it modernism, which fine,
wonder,
sure, it's got its place, but
I'm curious if that's just like. So
I saw it,
right?
America has like ripped the soul out of architecture.
But I wonder if someone who's grew up in Italy would come to New York City or like Dallas and be like awed at the modern look of it. So I'm curious.
100%.
They would look at the scale of it. Like, holy shit, that building is huge.
Yeah.
I think I meant just like dated. Like, I saw a video a couple of months ago about like what's happened to McDonald's in America.
Yeah.
Now it used to be this like. Fun place.
Playgrounds.
There was playgrounds, huge arches, golden, like the Ronald McDonald's. And now they all look like corporate buildings. And and ever since I watched that video, like that's the case with Taco Bell's. That's the case with like a lot of like fun things that America used to have. And now it just seems like, but that being said, obviously.
Chuck E. Cheese's are gone for WeWorks.
If you go to, exactly. If you go to Boston or if you go to New York or if you go to, downtown LA or
Chicago's got great architecture.
Dude, Chicago, like obviously there's beautiful architecture in the States.
Well, the US has like you can find beautiful architecture in the US. It's everywhere here.
Get away from it.
I don't have as bad a culture shock here as I did in Paris though. I think it's because everybody here is so nice.
Yeah, everyone here is way nicer and they speak much more English.
Here it's like
way more English. More understandable English. Like it's in France, like Paris specifically, there's like I mean, you'll just talk at someone and they'll look at you like you're fucking...
They just hate you immediately.
Not invite you. Like, at least here, they'll like try.
We ran into a group of guys last night when we were going out. And he saw my Juventus gear and he was like, full Italian sentence came out, like cheering on Juventus. And I was like, and he goes, where from? And then I said... Texas, and then they all turned.
Like Texas.
And it was just like Texas.
Well,
they were
also,
all like,
again, I feel like that's because we're in such a non-touristy city.
For
they probably
sure.
don't. They probably don't see Americans as often as we think they do.
Yeah,
I haven't heard like any Americans since we've been here.
No, I heard one dude speaking English at the training facility, but he was from.
London.
You hear that guy?
He was the photographer, London.
No,
Africa.
He was from like. Like it was like a tourist guy looking for a Juventus player, and he was like from England or something. But yeah, it's been. I mean, it's been wonderful. I love the coffee culture. I love those. I haven't had a cigarette yet, but I love the cigarette culture.
Yo, me too. I tell you what. Yes, listen.
No. I think it's cool.
I've never had a cigarette in my life. Right? Like I've tried them, but not like, the first time I tried a cigarette was when I was like 4 or 5. Years old.
180 in that sentence. I've never had one in my life. I've tried a few.
Yeah. I've never had a full cigarette. What I mean is like I've never had a full cigarette
like,
in my
life. Whoa, this is insane.
Have you ever had
it wasn't that good.
Have you ever had a full joint by yourself?
Yes.
In one sitting?
Yes. Many times.
Okay, good for you then. Anyway, but long story short.
I could not.
Where we're going is that they roll their own cigarettes here.
Yeah, they do.
Because it doesn't have the package. Not good. The package bads that fully what we said commercialized tobacco has. So
same with the food. That's what we were saying. Every time we ate somewhere here, even if we ate a lot, which
you felt light,
it doesn't feel like you want to crawl into a ball.
Like if you eat like
your brains out
fast food or something from the U.S., you're slumped. Oh my god, we were passing Five Guys the other day on our way to the day before we came here, and Iz was like, "I've never had that," and I was like, "You." It's so good, but only if you want to sleep.
Yeah.
Like you will, it doesn't matter what time of day, it is a food NyQuil.
Could you imagine if they built a Five Guys here?
They would be out the door.
Me and him were talking about this.
Open up a franchise here.
I think America's food is not nearly as healthy, but I just know that Europeans go nuts. I mean, there's like a literal YouTube channel of people from England trying like American fast food chains, and they are like, "What,
dude?
The fuck, that is should, so good,
bro." Hey, you should watch the Aussie family that tried barbecue, Texas barbecue for the first time. They wanted to cry, like the entire from mom and dad to like it. Eight.
Give them Hutchins.
I was about to say, give somebody here Hutchins. No, they would freak the fuck out.
But they'd feel it.
No,
they'd
be give,
like, oh, no, their give, bodies would shut down. It would be like they just go to bed.
No, Australians are not only resilient people, but they also barbecue, right?
Oh, we were talking about Italian.
Oh, yo, Zin, bro, the Australian Wagyu. Oh, bro, when you come, bro, the Wagyu, the steaks. Oh, we do lamb chops, bro. The lamb's in. The lamb is crazy.
Dude, listen, I think the first time I heard you guys do that, I didn't know Pred that well.
Guys,
now knowing him, you fucking did it's pretty so good. Damn yeah. good.
You guys have to try Goldie's when we get back. Goldie's barbecue is the best barbecue. I'm better down. Than Hutchins.
Well, here, even what I noticed, Hutchins
fucks.
We were talking about this. Hutchins. Here they have like the made, like the Burger King's and McDonald's. You don't have like the level below, the sweet greens, the snappy salads, the like.
There's no auxiliary like fast Shake food Shack. Chains. It's only like,
yeah, there's
the
no
Texas?
Like, no, here. Here.
It's only the top
it's
of the
It's only
top.
Like the major, like McDonald's, Burger King's.
Oh, yeah,
they
yeah,
don't
yeah.
see. They don't have like that subsidiary of fast food that we do. We have Taco like fast Bell. Food, then we have more
America's
fast food.
Is,
and then we have casual fast food.
That's so true.
And it's like.
Then there's Chick-fil-A.
Chipotle
which is like,
level
then you have
stuff.
Your late night, like Jack in the Box, like
Yo,
your late night.
I'm
going to
tell you right now, you know what would fucking bang here? Popeyes. Popeyes would murder here because they've never had.
Popeyes murders everywhere. Yeah, so yeah, it would murder here
bro,
as well.
Because they don't have it here at all. They don't have Popeyes
dude,
here.
Dude, Popeyes here would make people go feral.
Bro,
100%.
Dude. Bro, the Cajun mashed potatoes? The Cajun mashed potatoes are going to be
the food
like,
here is amazing. But like American fast food, there's something
in it. We talk about how amazing the food is, but it's amazing because of how it makes you feel.
No, it's delicious.
No, it's good.
The flavor
no,
profile.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying if you're comparing it to how amazing American food is, American food, just the pure taste of it is fucking incredible.
Well here.
But it makes you feel like shit.
Yeah, well, but
you
here you also
feel
taste.
The oil, like going down your.
Yes.
And, like, and here you taste like the natural flavors. Like even in their ketchup, like you taste.
Yeah.
Like
the tomato. Yes.
Whereas in America, there's so much sugar added. Here it's like everything tastes so authentic. Like the pasta sauce last night, it wasn't like all this intricate pasta sauce. It was just so fresh. It was like light. It was just so.
Chemicalless.
I love it. I really love it.
I do love it. I do.
I love this place.
Yeah. We'll end it on. I guess I'll end it. My last thing that I will say is that when Zinni, Roger, and I were walking down, I said I would love to live in a place like this, but I, you know, not this far away from. Like I'd go to like a town in Mexico that has like the same sort of architecture and the same feel. Just so that I can be.
I can't wait to see Milan. Honestly.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see Milan.
I'm excited.
And even Turin, like I'm sure there's places in Turin. We just haven't really ventured because we've been doing stuff with Juventes and, you know, doing our thing. But like, I'm excited to see like a major city, like a tourist.
Yeah.
I
can't wait for the game. That's like,
dude, and the game.
I'm not going to lie. I'm usually like pretty, this is the first game I've been super excited about in a long time. Cause I feel like games for us are so accessible. Like I'm 5 seconds from the Mavericks and we can go to a Cowboys game or a Dallas Stars game. This, like, just the scale of it and, like, just seeing, like, the city revolve around soccer, I actually can't wait just to see, like, two rival Italian teams play, the chance. Like, you made a good point. We fill the seats. We don't, a lot of sports, at least not majority
Cowboys
of the time,
fans are,
bring that, like, energy.
Cowboys fans are kind of nuts.
Yeah, but they're not like that.
Or Eagles
fans. No, listen, when they're you, like listen, I'll say one more thing and I apologize, but when you walk in, After the national anthem, when you walk into a Cowboys game at AT&T Stadium, you feel a fan base.
Yeah.
It is the most loud place I've ever been to.
Walking through the ring is like, it's like deafening.
Yeah. It's insane.
At the north and south, like the end zones, it's like, holy shit. Yeah. It's 100,000 people.
Yeah.
This is 41,000, but it's going to feel very intimate. Like it feels like you're so close and accessible.
Yeah.
It's like,
a lot of the
it doesn't
clubs.
Feel like that at AT&T.
No, wait, real quick. Just it's a 41,000 seat stadium, and we saw the field from so many different angles. But each angle, no matter where you are, it's like the perfect view.
Yeah. There's no
bad
seat.
No, there is actually no bad seat in the house. I was so surprised by that.
And I think a lot of European clubs, they're like 25 to 50,000 seats. But they, with their fan base, they could fill. Yeah. They could fill an 80,000. They could fill 100,000.
Yeah, 100%.
It's just, they just don't have enough.
I can't wait, man.
It's because it's a lot easier for teams here to travel with their teams. Unlike,
take a train.
Yeah, you could take a one, we don't have any trains in the United States. You know,
shout out Amtrak.
No, we do.
No, not bullet train. Like right now, they're now starting to build the 2-hour train ride from Dallas to Houston. But that's it. Like, we don't have any bullet trains.
That'd
like
be
that.
Sick. Yeah, yeah.
Or not as many as they have here is what I'm saying. So anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you guys
enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's
Roger's fault.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
They do set you up. Me and you.
Me and you. Oh, you, the bully.
You
can cut it, Roger. Anyway, if you guys have any questions about Italy, we'll gladly answer them on the next podcast. We'll see you guys.
I'll be more awake than the next one. Goodbye. Jet lag.